I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukrainian forces say they've retaken the city of Irpin from Russian troops. Weeks of heavy fighting have heavily damaged this suburb of Kyiv. Eric Mock says the Slava Gospel Association had an office in Irpin, as well as a seminary with 830 students. Many displaced people also took refuge in the seminary building.
Tragically, last Sunday, with this much safety being provided by this building, it was hit by a round of 30 mortars, which set it ablaze. And then what I understood was that people still had nowhere to go. And so they stayed in the basement, even while the seminary itself was burning. Hearing that there were still people there, a second round the following day completely obliterated the seminary.
But ministry continues as SGA provides food to Ukrainians in need. Pray for an end to the invasion and that many would find their hope in Jesus. And Afghanistan grows more desperate by the day. Earlier this week, Taliban leaders announced girls older than 12 could no longer attend school, and international media is off the air. The Taliban's back to its old ways, including persecution. Javid is an Afghan Christian, and we've disguised his voice for security purposes.
The situation here in Afghanistan for the Christians is not good. Believers are in grave danger. They are hunting the preachers and ministers door to door.
Death surrounds believers in Afghanistan.
We are counting our days to be with the Lord anytime. Pray for us.
Each week, MNN's sister ministry Prayercast features Afghan believers like Javid on its new podcast called One Voice. Subscribe at our website and commit to praying for the body of Christ in Afghanistan. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.